Good morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday. My name's Lamo. In a moment, Geshe-la and Venerable Cherkye will be coming in. And when they do, if you please stand out of respect for Geshe-la and his teachings, we'll see Geshe-la and others prostrating. And if you feel uncomfortable doing so, you can just remain standing. After Geshe-la has a seat, and he signals me, we'll be reciting some prayers in the white prayer book, the first base sheet, and then at the bottom of the first pink sheet. Oh, sorry, we didn't put out the blue cushions for this children. After we do those, the children are free to go to their classes. I'll announce that. This morning, Geshe-la defined what meditation is and the types of meditation. And we did a breathing meditation session. And then he gave another explanation of the Mani Mantra. He's given us one already about the six syllables. Thank you. The six syllables representing each of the six perfections. And this time it's a different kind of a different type of interpretation of the Mani Mantra. So that's what he was explaining this morning in the first session. He did talk about one of the symbols represents anger, and he recommended chapter 6 in this book, The Way of the Bodhisattvas, the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life by Shantideva. So this is the book that he was referring to. If you want to know which one he was talking about, this is chapter 6 in this book. Okay. So let's just try to sit and collect our thoughts, get ready for the teachings. Oh, Geshe-la also asked me to remind everyone that it's a great practice to circumambulate the stupa outside, the white structure outside. It has many millions of primary relics in there. And it's a wonderful purification practice. And also to spin the prayer wheels on the way. They're on the outside next to the building to and from the stupa. So and Geshe-la also circumambulates the stupa. If you have cell phones, if you'll put them on vibrate so that no one, you know, hears the ringing. And if Geshe-la invites people to make comments, or then if you please wait for the handheld mic to come, because we're streaming this session and people at home won't be able to hear you even if you talk very loudly. At 7 o'clock tonight, we're having a Medicine Buddha Puja, and it would be great if you could attend that. It's wonderful practice, but we will need volunteers to set up the rearrange the gampa for that. So if you could, if you have a few minutes to stay for that, we'd be very appreciative. Okay, if you'll please turn to the first base sheet. In the white prayer book, if you're sitting at the pew, it's at the end of the pew, way over on the door aisle side, and you might have to share books. We'll say Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, the four immeasurables in English, and then right below that in Tibetan. Taya ta om ne mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om ne mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam Jedevadam Deve Yudam Dempar Jurji Du If you please turn the page to the first pink sheet, let's chant Green Tara's mantra at the bottom of sheet and Chen Raising's mantra 8 times, Green Tara mantra 7 times, and you'll try to keep in mind the people on the prayer list and those close to your hearts and minds. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Okay, the children are welcome to go to their classes.
On our way out, we forgot to do this last Sunday, but a week ago Thursday, on Wheel Turning Day, which is also International Sangha Day, some of the kids made some cards for the Sangha to say thank you, and we love having you here. So they're going to pass them out on their way out.
Thank you. Thank you, Zen. Thank you very much.
And you can give Geshe San Po to Geshe Gelug. He'll give them
for Geshe San Po. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Geshe Sangpo. It's very sweet, huh? Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh. trying to think what I said this morning. we begin with the meditation, okay? Meditation. So then please, you know, if you have any questions about meditation, you can ask, you know, here. There's people are more than happy to help. If you have any questions, don't hesitate, you know, so they'll ask, you know, here, vulnerable nuns, you can ask them. So I'm going to explain a little bit about definition of meditation. So if you already heard this more than 100 times, please take a nap. Don't get upset, just take a nap, please. So then, you know, you come all the way here, you know, hoping that you learn something, so then I feel responsible, you know, so to explain to you second knowledge, so that's all I can do, you know, so just explain what I have studied, you know, last almost 30 years back in monastery, so. And don't think that, you know, I'm doing those things, you know, so that's wrong. That's wrong. You know, don't think that I'm doing those things. That's not right. So you can think that he's trying, so that's correct. No, I'm trying, so you are trying. We're all trying. So that's correct way to think. So don't think, you know, that I'm doing those things. So I did study. So if you think, okay, he learned those, you know, that's correct. So I did study probably 25, 30 years. So... So I'd like to explain, you know, if you are here first time at the center, so I'd like to explain the definition of meditation, or definition of meditation, so. If you are interested in meditation, so I think it's good to know the definition of meditation, so. So it's called GOM. It's called GOM. In Tibetan word, it's called GOM. So, meaning behind that word is like making our mind familiar with something. Familiar with something. Something that we have not been familiar before. So that's the definition of meditation, okay? Definition of meditation, so. So then, within meditation, you know, there's so much that you can do, you know, through mind. There's so much you can do, you know. There's no limit. There's no limit. Now, physical thing, there's limit how far you can jump. You know, first jump probably does not help the second jump. But it's different in the mind. It's different, you know. First effort will definitely help the second effort. The first jump, you know, you can jump maybe 1 kilometer. So you can hope that force will help you to jump further down. Second time, no, there's no guarantee. The mind, different. First effort will definitely help. Second effort, no, it will increase. So there's a difference, no? So, GOM, so making our mind familiar with something. That's the definition of GOM. So now, in that, you know, category, meditations, there are a couple of different types of meditation that you can do. It's the purpose of meditation is to reduce negative thought. That's why we meditate, not because we want to become something. No, this is very, very important for myself, for all my friends here, to understand. Gomdob nimochu, the power or purpose of meditation is to reduce negative thought. Why? Negative thought is mental suffering. That's why, you know, we don't. That's the last thing that we need. We don't need any negative thought towards ourselves, towards other people. No good. So what we need compassion. We need compassion. That's what we need. Towards ourselves, towards others, we need compassion. Good for your mind, good for health. So meditation, the power of gomdob, gom, meditation, top, power, nyumong, afflicted mind, chua, less. The power of meditation is to less, afflicted mind. Better for your life, better for your mind, better for everybody. everybody. So that's the one, you know. Now the definition, making familiar with something, that's the definition of meditation. The purpose or power is to reduce or less afflicted mind. So that's important to sake of knowledge, that's important to know. So now then within the meditation, so there's called, so here in the West, you've heard this many times, Vipassana meditation, Kama abiding meditations, all of that. So Kama abiding meditation, that's, you know, falls into under the category of concentrations. Shi ne, that's how you say in Tibetan, shi ne. Ne means, you know, be with. If you don't understand, don't just raise your hand, then I'll say it again. Shi ne. Staying with one single object peacefully. Staying with one single object with peacefully. Peacefully staying with one single object. That's called shi ne. That's Kama abiding meditations. So it can be prayer will, it can be your own breath, it can be color, it can be anything. Staying peacefully with one single object, firm as mountain. So that's Kama, that's concentration meditation, Kama abiding. The best concentration matrix is called Kama Bhadi, Shine, Shivane. Staying with that object happily, peacefully, that's called Kama Bhadi, okay, Kama Bhadi meditations. So there's one type of meditation, Kama Bhadi meditations. People use, you know, like emotion as object, people use breath as object, people use physical movement as object, people use mind as object, you know, so many things. You can use as an object. So, if we ever wonder why our mind is not calm, peaceful, that's reason. See, it's been wild. Sorry to say, it's been wild long time. Not just since yesterday, it's not like that. Long time. This elephant's been wild long time. The elephant can't sit still long time. So now, through meditation, what you're trying to do is you're trying to catch that elephant. Catching that is a challenge. Then after that, tying that elephant with one single object is also a challenge. Once you manage to catch that elephant and you're able to tie that elephant with object, single object, so then calm mind, peaceful mind begin. So that's the way to the elephant to become, opposite of wild, calm, tame. See, don't discourage. It's been wild, not since yesterday. It's been wild long time. It will take time. Be patient. No, can't be trained. Okay. Oh, did meditation this morning. Oh, after, still same. No. Compare this year after 2 years. See if you make any progress. That's good. No, so, see. Then another form of meditation called review meditation. Review meditations. Then you have to have some materials to review. No, could be beautiful prayer. See, I'll give you one example. So you probably saw mandala, people, monks, they create. Sometimes you can paint, you can create by sand, and sometimes they build like three-dimensional, like castle. So when you go to India and Nepal, you'll see, so maybe some part of America probably you'll see, actually three-dimensional. So that, you know, design and the color and the figure and everything inside, size, it's already been decided thousands of years ago. So then based on that, you build, you know. You can just build, okay, I want to make, you know, one fancy window here. You can do that. You know, it's already been decided. So that's based on materials, you know, the books. So some monks, they memorize them. They remember material by heart. So you sit there, then, you know, you review them, then you build that mandala, three-dimensional mandala, from scratch, space before you. So then slowly, then you, once you finish building based on material, then you enter into that, then try to enjoy, you know. So that's just an example. So can you imagine how long that takes, you know? Then mind staying there peacefully, calmly, you know, happily. So that's, you know, that's how the meditation benefits the mind. You know? So then, you know, this is just an example. It doesn't have to be mandala. No, it doesn't have to be mandala. It can be like environment, a beautiful environment. No. So you create, you know, this beautiful environment in your mind. You create beautiful environment, you know. Everything's, you know, just pure. Bhagavad Ramjam, just pure. Environment is pure, no mistake, you know. Being inside environment is all pure. So this is beautiful practice. No, it's not easy to do, but it's a very beautiful practice. You see everything's beautiful, you know. Everything, you know. Doesn't matter how they look, what they eat, what they believe. Doesn't matter, all beautiful, just beautiful. Just beautiful. No reason to harm. It's just beautiful, just beautiful. So you can create that in your mind. Just imagine a beautiful house, you know, beautiful house. The tree, when it's blown by wind, when you hear sound, it's not just sound. It's sound of saying something, love. Everything's changing. And then all kinds of, it's not just sound, it's beautiful sound, it's very beautiful sound. The bird, they're making noise, it's not just noise, it's some sound, some spiritual sound, you know, so like that. Everything. So then you just enjoy, you know. Then your mind's calm and peaceful. Idea behind that meditation is to see just pure. See, this is very important, you know. So, when you see Buddha, oh, no, like, that's holy, you know, very holy. When you see sentient beings, oh, I don't like that person. Look at his hair or her hair. How she smell. Totally wrong. You don't understand what you're believing in. You don't understand that at all. Shakyamuni Buddha, as a Buddhist, Shakyamuni Buddha and you is equally important for my own enlightenment. Equally, there's no difference. Equally important. Shantideva says, it doesn't make sense to him. Shantideva is the one who wrote this book, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. As a monk, whenever you experience difficulties, I can just drink beer because I have vows. I can smoke cigarette and I have vows. So what I do, I turn to this book, you know, to find some help, you know, to read some material, just to try to remember. When you do therapy yourself, when you do therapy yourself? Yeah, self-therapy? Yeah, self-help, that's what I do, you know, self-help. I just read this book, you know. So, I can drink butter tea, but butter tea doesn't make you kind of, no matter how much you drink, you know. So only smells butter, that's all. So anyway, here we are gathering here, it's all this, you beautiful people. What we need compassion. For your own benefit, health benefit, mental benefit, what we need, compassion. We need more compassionate human being. The world is going to be safer. Guarantee world is going to be safer. No, we don't need more Buddhists. We don't need more temple. We don't need no more church. No, what we need more compassionate human beings. Once you learn how to develop compassion, if you don't believe in anything, you are absolutely fine. Because you believe in compassion. That's what you need. So see, you know, so the whole, the fundamental, that meditation is to, you know, to Then sometimes as a Buddhist, probably, you know, as a Christian, I'm same, but as a Buddhist, sometimes you worry, oh, maybe, you know, Shakyamuni Buddha don't like me. Buddha don't like me because I did this and that, no. Be simple, you don't understand enlightened being, you don't understand. They daily love you day and night, no matter what you do. No matter what you do. For example, mother, you know, has a couple of child, or two child doing very well, one child is not doing very well. Mother give more attention. So somebody punishing me, this is not, you don't understand. No, they are all love. No matter what you do, they never give up. Why? Because they develop bodhicitta. When you develop bodhicitta, you never give up, no matter what they do. So now, idea, oh, they don't like me, maybe they're this is, you don't understand them at all. You don't understand them. So it's important. Sometimes, you know, there's also like, what do you call it? Spiritual stress. So, spiritual is here to reduce the stress. The spiritual increase the stress. There's something wrong. See, religious is there. So there's something wrong. You know, like, it's a setting of altar that you, that makes you more stressful, or there's something is not going right. So, you know, it's all comes down to, you know, like, to take care of, you know, so that reducing, as I said, you know, less negative mind. The stress is also negative energy too. You know, so, so anyway, so the review meditation, you know, you don't need to just visualize mandala. You can just visualize some beautiful environment. All, everybody's there, beautiful, just compassion, you know. All the bird and the sound and everything's not just sound, it's sound of something, you know, sound of something. So there's no review meditation, okay? So then there's like a concentration meditation, review meditation. Now there's last one, it's called analytical meditation. Analytical meditation. So just give you an example, you know. Precious human life. Precious human life. Intellectually, it's not that difficult to understand, but practically, you know, it takes time. It takes time to really sink that message into your heart. It takes time. You know, meditation means making familiar. If you do just one time, I think, you know, that's not easy to make your mind familiar. You know, even like familiar with something, you have to do it again and again, you know, frequently. So, precious example, the precious human life. Oh, when I read like Buddhist texts, they talk about precious human life. What is that? It's like some in somewhere in Nepal. Are they talking about somewhere in Nepal or India or Tibet? They are precious? No, they are talking about every human life. You know, precious human life. That's the initial stage. How to help yourself? You need to think something positive about your life. What they say? Thousands of years ago, what they say? Very precious, no? Tanjor, Thaljor, very precious. So if you heard this many times, please take time to take a nap, good nap. Very meaningful, very difficult to find. Some people come to you, Gisela, my life has no meaning. It's not true. It's not true. It's just projection, it's just mental projections. What they get saying this, what they get, nothing. This book, free copyright. Who's making any money? Nobody. The author's not making even one penny. Anybody can publish this book. They have no intentions to make any, you know, they have no interest in material gain, no interest. Simply just to help us, you know, help us. See, precious human life. So then you analyze why it's so precious. Then you brainstorm. How is it brainstorm? That's called analytical meditation. Analytical meditation. What we should think, oh, I'm something very special, very precious, meaningful. That's what we should think. What we should not think, oh, I'm, no, my life has no worth, no meaning. I'm this and that, I'm a bad person, no. I'm like full of sin, whatever you call. That's what we should not think. That's not how you make progress. How we make progress. So see, that's called analytical. You read the materials, and they talk about that. then you think about that, then you analyze, then you brainstorm. See, when you are tired, we can say, I'm tired. Look at animals. When they get tired, even they cannot say, I'm tired. They cannot say, I'm thirsty. No, they cannot say, I can't go any longer. Please, they cannot say. People have no idea. They cannot say, no, so they don't express. See, there's so much we can do, they cannot do. So this life is precious, no? Precious. In the same time, it's precious, but in the same time, so I'm going to stop here now. So that's called analytical meditation, okay? Analytical meditation. Concentration meditation, review meditation, analytical meditations, Jogom, analytical meditation, Jogom, concentration meditations, Shargom, then like review meditation. There could be another one. Migom is like you just imagining something. Something could be another type of meditation. So now, meditation that we are going to do is like normal breathing meditation. Okay, normal breathing meditation. So now it's important. You know, the concentration is good. As I mentioned last time, if you are here. Concentration, you know, shinne, you know, that's the way to be calm and peaceful. Stick with one object. That's called concentration. Why you concentrate? Because I want to enjoy calm mind, peaceful mind, and I want to make my mind calm and peaceful. Or if you want to make your mind calm and peaceful, that's why you concentrate. Not because you come to Kadamba Center, not because you're Buddhist, doesn't make sense. So they never said, I never said here, last 15 years, I never said you have to meditate. I never said that. I'm not going to say it again. They never said. What they say is, they say if you meditate, it's beneficial. It's beneficial. That's what they say. So then, you know, that's the way to help. Okay? So now concentration. So. Samdhe chishi. When you concentrate, the reason you concentrate, it's concentrations, piling, concentration means piling all your mental attention into one single object. That's the way to make your mind calm and peaceful. That can be done with your own breath and thinking something, single object, you know, color, anything, beautiful environment, or it can be done through walking meditation. So walking meditation is not something that I learned this walking meditation when I came to America, not in the monastery. We don't do this walking meditations. So, you know, piling your all mental attention into emotions, physical movement, object, and the mind, that's a different way you can do. So now the bottom line is, you know, when people ask, when you concentrate, there's concentration, make your mind calm and peaceful. That's why you concentrate. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. That's all. Samdhe chishi. So we are going to use our own breath, okay? Own breath. So then doing meditation, you know, any form of breathing meditations, I think is not just important, it's necessary to learn how to sit properly. Sit properly. So more important things, back should be straight, you know, should be straight. So then, why? Why? No, it has to be a reason why. It's not just instruction. Why? Because the body is straight. There's channel inside the body. There's many, many channels inside the body. Combination of channel, energy, that's how we function. Without energy, channel, we are like robot. No, we can't function. Because there's so many channels. When the body is straight, the channel is going to be straight. When the channel is straight, the energy will run through smoothly. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. That's all. That's why you sit straight. Okay? Example that I use, like uncooked Italian pasta, like that. Uncooked Italian, you know, when you pull, it's very straight. So example, they use like stack of coin. So no coin can be somewhere where you put. The pasta, the piece of pasta, you know, it's like that. Then sit, you know, sit comfortably. So now, we'll start the breathing meditation, you know. If you are very first time hearing about meditations, so this breathing meditation is good to begin. So if you are very first time learning of meditations, what you can do, you can sit comfortably. So then you say, I am about to exhale. I'm exhaling now. My exhalation is complete. I'm about to inhale now. Inhaling now. My inhalation is complete. So that's one. If you each time you inhale, you count one, okay? So then coming here, if you, this is for everybody, not for just for beginner, this is for everybody. What I said, just said is for beginner, means first time learning meditation. So if the word beginner doesn't sound good, so that we can change it, first time discovering meditation. So this one's for everybody. When coming down here, you know, if your mind is like disturbed, if you discover your mind has been disturbed, so then it's quite important when you exhale like forcefully at the beginning, not from the mouth, from the nose. Pause there, imagine negative mind, disturbing mind disappear in the space for good. Just imagine. So then inhale, okay, then inhale. Okay, so we'll begin. See, I'm not going to say a number, so we just meditate. Let's see, a couple of minutes, okay? It's clear? Breathing meditation. Not from mouth, from nose. Exhale, inhale, there's one. Exhale, inhale, there's two. Just count in your mind, you know? then you can do at home because here, because there's not much time for class. That's why no, the session is short. First time meditating, no, so then it's like short session. 1 minute, 2 minutes, short, many sessions. Short, many. When you become very familiar, then few long. That's no, when you become very familiar, then few long. The beginning, short, many. So make sure that next time when you see meditation cushions, so make sure that you don't feel like throw up. So that's what happened. If you do very long in the beginning, that's exactly what happened. What is the best time to stop? When you feel good, that's the best time to stop. See? When is the best time to stop? When you feel good, that's the best time to stop. So then when next time when you see meditation cushions, you are kind of happy. You know, happy to see your friend meditation cushions. You know? So then, okay, that's why now for the first round meditator, few on a short meditation, short meditation, when you become very familiar, then few, then long. That's how the meditation has been done skillfully. That's how it's been done skillfully. So then idea, you know, then eventually the breathing has to be very normal, very normal. Even now, if you notice, you know, your belly is moving back and forth, that is not quite normal, you know. Eventually it has to be normal. Everything has to be relaxed. Body, mind, everything has to be relaxed. Means normal, natural. Everything has to be natural. Nothing just made, nothing made up. Everything has to be natural, you know. The natural does not mean like cook Italian pasta. Very normal. So, because we do breathe, and it's not like, oh, first time I'm learning how to breathe, it's not like that. We do breathe 21,000 times a day. We breathe 21,000 times a day, breathe in and out. But we are not aware. So now, all of a sudden, you're trying to concentrate. Then you notice, okay, some movement here, some movement here. Sometimes probably you can hear your own heartbeat, because heart's been beating all the time. But now here, it's not like, oh, something, the new thing's happening, because it's not happening before. It's happening before, but you are not aware. You're not aware. So right now, then you are fully aware. So that's why, you know, you're noticing everything. So then eventually the idea is it has to be very normal, very normal. Natural. So then that's how to exactly, that's exactly how to be present. If somebody says, oh, be present, how? Be within. This is exactly how to be within, be present. No? Come abiding meditation, as I mentioned, staying with one object peacefully, firm as a mountain. Firm as a mountain, that's called come abiding meditation, shinne. No, staying with one single object peacefully, firm as mountain. 1 hour, no problem. 2 hours, no, eventually, I'm saying, not right away. Don't come back to me. Eventually. Kale. Tibetan word is kale. Eventually, you can stay in one object, firm as a mountain, peacefully, firm as a mountain. You can stay there long as you want, no, long as you want. Result. What is the result? Result is physical pliancy, mental pliancy. That's the ultimate result. Ultimate result of concentration is mental pliancy, physical pliancy. What that means? Oh, physical body is very flexible. Flexible, no stress. Body becomes free of stress. Mind becomes free of stress. Mind is not uptight with something. No, it's not uptight with anything. Anything, you know, mind is not uptight with anything. So flexible, you know, so flexible. That's called mental pliancy, you know, physical pliancy. That's the ultimate result of concentrations. Temporary result is no calm mind, peaceful mind. That's temporary result. You know? So the result increase. Then ultimately it leads to mental plans. You know? So that's the ultimate result. Okay. You know? That's the breathing. They begin with the breathing meditations. You know? So then the first, then the, that's called karma abiding meditations. So there's 9 stages. First stage, what are you trying to do? You're trying to just be within yourself, that's all. Be within. Second, how long? Second step, how long? Third step, how clear? If you're visualizing something, how clear that image is? Vivid? Is just fuzzy? So then clarity and details come third stage, third step. Not in the second step, the first step, just be within yourself. Longest this elephant is tied with breath, that's good enough. No, longest elephant is tied with the prayer wheel, that's good enough. So now second, then how long you can tie. If it's here, that's okay. If it's here, that's not okay. So it needs to come back. If it's everything, that's very good. If it's not everything, just seeing this, just stick with that. Then if it's getting out of that, then it's become like monkey. You know, so then that's the first stage. Second, how long? And third, how clear? Details, you know. Oh, I'm just seeing one eye. I used to see 2 eyes, now I'm just seeing 1 eye. So then clear, then details comes. Then it's become better and better and better and better and better and better. So then, you know, it's I heard, you know, people when they check some drugs, so they can stay with one piece of lip for a long time. I have never experienced. I became monks when I was 7 years old. I've never experienced. Long time. So are you fully aware what you're seeing? Are you fresh? That's the question. Are you fresh? Are you fully aware what you're seeing? Or maybe you are looking, looks like you are looking at one piece of lip. Maybe you are seeing people or something. I'm not sure what you're seeing. So the difference between concentration is you are fully aware, you are fresh and fully aware what you're looking at. No? You are fully aware, no? What you're doing, no? So that's different concentration, okay? So that's beneficial. Someday, chi-shi. So the concentration make your mind come in peaceful. Then what else? So then, actually, this 21 is. I'm calling this, and probably this is not the right thing to call, but it's called breathing meditations. When I say 21, because you know, that's a typical number you count. Exhale, inhale 1. Exhale, inhale 2. You count 21 times. That's why I've been calling 21 breathing meditations. Actually, it's breathing meditations. You can count 21, 7, 3, doesn't matter. You can count 100. And see, please. Do experiment. See if that makes your mind calm and peaceful. It's supposed to make your mind calm and peaceful. If that's doing that, then please continue. You know? It can increase. The joy of doing this meditation will increase. Increase. That will increase. You know? It could go all the way to final stage. You know? So when you reach the final stage, you no longer to buy airplane ticket. You can just fly. Yeah. Nobody will ride with you, just go by yourself. Isn't that kind of interesting then? So that's why you see in the painting, the monks flying the rope. Doesn't have to be monk, it's just this, how they paint. It can be you, it doesn't have to be monk. You can wear American hat and fly. You know? It doesn't have to be rope. Just the painting there, symbolized. This breathing meditation actually for, you know, namdok nyembo. So, when mind start to create so many stories, so then this meditation is for. If you are experiencing pain because of attachment, then there's some other meditation that list there. No, that's meditation, some other kind of meditation that you can do. If you are experiencing so much pain because of attachment, then there's another form of meditation that will help you. If you're experiencing so much difficulties because you can't stop your mind thinking, so then you concentrate your breath. No? Okay? So then there's no 9-round breathing meditation. Please ask people who will help here, no? Who knows, they will help. No? So that's how we should help each other. No? So then, I've been, you know, like explaining this mantra. So I'm not sure how many of you are interested. I'm not sure that's what I did this morning. Should I do? Huh? If you are not interested, you are free to leave. Yeah, don't feel bad. No, you can just leave. No, so, because, you know, in the beginning of the class, we say this mantra, you know, mainly to all this, you see this piece of paper in front of the Tara statue. There's a lot of people in their names going through difficulties, you know, so we say, and then also another way to benefit kids here, without saying any word, if they say a mantra, that benefit them, without saying a word, benefiting them, you know, so stupa, without saying them any word, if they go around, they get benefit. So, so this mantra, you know, I've been saying, so I would like to explain this to you. So this morning I talked too much, so I only finished 2 syllables. So, so if you are doing yoga, so you are probably familiar with the sound om om. So it's good to know, you know. So, so this, you know, there's 3 letters together. 3, you see, there's 3. So I'm going to leave this here. So, you know, it'll be here, so you can come close, you can look. The first one is called ah. Then O, this looks like bird, this called O. Then the circle one is called Ma. So these 3 letters become Om. It's not just 1 syllable, the 3 syllables become Om. See, this first big letter symbolizes body. Body. Second looks like bird, that symbolizes speech. The round, that symbolizes your mind or heart. Sometimes you see a body, spirit, mind. Body, spirit, mind. I'm not sure about spirit. Spirit. So I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure. But here we say body, spirit, mind. Not spirit. So I'm not. So body, spirit, mind. No. So this is the mantra of compassion. Compassion mantra. In Tibet, beside infant, every single Tibetan people knows this mantra. Om Mani Padme Hum. So please don't ever think, oh, this is so easy, so I want something complicated. So don't ever think like this is, you know, widely recited in Tibet. So now here, mantra, people say, oh, something that frequently say doesn't make mantra. Doesn't make mantra. So, you know, sometimes in the news they say, oh, mantra. I say, did they say mantra? So I listen, yeah, they are saying some kind of mantra. That means some people just repeating the word again and again. Yeah, mantra is something that you say again and again. So does not mean that you say something again and again, does not mean it's a mantra. So I think it's also good to know the definition of mantra is protect your mind. Protect your mind, that's the definition of mantra. Yi chop, protecting your mind, that's the definition of mantra. But of course the mantra people say again and again. So does not mean saying something again and again, calling that mantra, means you have no idea about the definition of mantra. Definition of mantra is to protect your mind. That's the definition of mantra. So just sake of knowledge, okay? Om. So then when you say Om, even just, you know, just this word, saying this word, this is so much energy invested in this syllables when they created Om. So what you are thinking? You are thinking body, speech, and mind. Okay, body, speech, and mind. In some case, this is a mantra of compassion Buddha. So you are thinking, some case in Vajrayana, particularly in Vajrayana practice, what you are thinking, or you are thinking, you know, there's what is called divine pride. Divine pride. It's not something, you know, ordinary, you know, full of faults, no negative things, not like that. Something divine. See? I think this will really help to eliminate, you know, depressions. if you are reciting Tara mantra, all the mantras begin with Om. When you say Om Tare Tudatri Swa, when you say Om, my body, speech, mind, Tara's body, speech, mind is one, inseparable. Divine pride, that's called divine pride, for reason. Not because you are going out of your mind. It's for reason, no, for reason. So Vajrayana practice, you know, some of how you may heard this many times, or shortcut. Yeah, it's true, it is shortcut, but it has foundations. Without foundations, then blind person riding horse. Yeah, horse will go very fast, but you have no idea where you're going, because you can see. There is no foundations, you know. So now, divine pride is very good. So when you say Om Tara Tudatri Swa, you are thinking, my body, speech, mind, and Tara body, speech, mind, there's no difference, it's one. So there's the most main obstacles to become successful in Vajrayana practice is sense of ordinary being. Oh, I'm this, I'm that. Oh, no, my dog don't like me. My cat doesn't like me. My this life doesn't like me. I don't know. All no, everything's wrong. Everything's wrong. There's nothing good, no? You can make even one inch of progress in Vajrayana practice at all. If you're doing some Vajrayana practice, sorry to say, but pretty much waste of time, pretty much. So what you need to do, divine pride, no? See like, oh, it's too difficult. Yeah, of course, everything that we projected, all the problem, everything we projected, we believe in that, and it hurts. It's not like they exist from their side inherently, but we projected, no? We projected, right? We projected. So then why not you can project something good, no? So there's like divine pride. Oh, yes, that's divine pride. So there's here. So now, anyway, the word. So before saying too much. then I feel good, you know, if you are interested to recite this mantra, practice this mantra, stack up compassions, then at least I explain you something that's been explained before, long time ago. Not, you know, last night I just made it up. It's not like that. It's been explained before. So I'm explaining. At least you have, you know, like some explanation that has origin, okay? So now here, Om. So the six syllables, this is called six-syllable mantra. Sometimes there's seven syllables. You see seven of them. The last one, seven, you know, is like, this is called six-syllable mantra. It should not have seven. It's a six-syllable mantra. When there's, you see, seven, last one is three, what it means, it should come in the middle. But how you can put it in the middle? There's no way you can put it in the middle. When you write it down, it's quite difficult. You know? When you write it down, it's a bit difficult. It should be middle. What is that? That is called seed syllable. Seed syllable. When you say seed means something that grows, right? Something grows. Seed syllable means that very syllables you visualize and eventually it become Tara. In this case, it becomes compassion Buddha, compassion being. It becomes compassion beings. That's called seed syllable. In Tara is thumb. Thumb is green thumb. You're thinking green thumb. Eventually the green thumb becomes green Tara. That's called seed syllables. So when you see now seven syllables, the last one should be in the center instead of the last. But when you write down, it's impossible to put in the middle. I'm not sure how you put. If you build, you can put it in the middle. But when you write down, I'm not sure. Okay, this is good. Six-syllable mantra. I'm not sure if it's right or wrong, but you know, it should be in the middle. That's why it should be in the middle, not in the end. So now here, Om. This six syllable, last Sunday I explained, it represents, each syllable represents six perfections. Six perfections, that explanation is already been given last Sunday. So this Sunday, something else, okay, something else. So this one now, word Om, first one, Om symbolize, how is it represent? When you say Om, now you have something to think about. Rather than just say Om, have no idea what it means. But still you get benefit, but you know. So now when you say Om, that dispel how to say confusion. Do you talk about here, so like confusion, according to Buddhism, that's the root of all the suffering, all the problems. Confusions. Not because you are bad, that's why you are having all the problems. No, that's misunderstanding. You don't understand. It's because of confusions. No, it's not, not because you are a bad person. No. Because of confusion, that's why all these problems happening, because of confusion. Not knowing. Confusion means not knowing. No problem between you and this watch, what do you call it, the table clock. If you don't know how to use them, there's suddenly clearly there's a problem now. There's a problem between you and this table clock. But you have no idea how to use this alarm, how to set up alarm. So then the way to eliminate this confusion is to wisdom. Wisdom is key. So now when you say Om, that's imagine, eliminate the power of the syllable, eliminate confusions. So what is now that's called, you probably when you read, hear people read, used to read a lot of books, when you see word fundamental confusions, what that means? That means not knowing self. Just think about how you define yourself. You may think, oh, body, that's confusion. That's not, sorry, but that's not right. So how you define yourself? Thinking something that's right from the beginning is kind of confusion, then building something on that, then that's how this, all this knowledge problem occurs. You know? So like, projected. So now, very beginner, they thought, oh, maybe aggregate, that's self, aggregate. So that includes form aggregate, that's called five aggregate. If you look at the word, you'll find, people used to think, oh, there's five aggregate. I'm not sure how American thinks, about self. I'm not sure. Long line, that's different theory, or different theory about. So they really analyzed, they're really trying so hard to find self, So, that's like tackling the problem with the root, not just cutting branch, here the root, So, people long time ago, there's no different theories, used to think, oh, there's some, the very beginner thing, oh, aggregate, There's five of them, not just one, five of them. Oh, five aggregate, this, self. The way we start in the monastery, you don't just accept what they say, you debate. Again. You say, oh, then you prove it's wrong, and you kind of like, how you say, defend yourself, it's not wrong, it's the right idea. Then you debate back and forth, and somehow answer will come. No debate. That's why when you go to the monastery, some people think we are practicing Kung Fu. We are not practicing Kung Fu, we are just debating, So especially the local Indian, when they come, they say, all these monks, every 6 o'clock in the morning, evening, we thousands of monks, all kind of, that looks like kind of practice Kung Fu, going on and actually debating, debating the text. That's how it's been. Books are not allowed to class. Everything, pretty much, people remember material by heart. So that's how they debate, You are not allowed to bring any books, no books in the class, So anyway, so now when you see word fundamental confusions, what is that? That means not knowing self. That's the fundamental confusion. So people used to think, oh, aggregate is self. So they say, oh, no, not the aggregate. There's a lot of problems with that idea. So now collection of aggregate, that's self. So to now, that's also have a lot of problems. So then people become a little more sophisticated. So they think, oh, maybe continuation of aggregate, maybe that's self. Not the aggregate itself, not the collection of aggregate, maybe continuation of aggregate, maybe that's self. So then debate back and forth, that's a problem. So they say, oh, maybe consciousness. Maybe that's a self. I'm not sure what word that in America they use, consciousness or mind. eventually the best system, the best, most sophisticated system is called Pasankika system. This is the last one. They say, then they debate, then they come conclusion of that now self is like mere self. Mere, merely imputed, that's all. Merely imputed. Means no projected, merely imputed, not some. Merely imputed. No. Problem not aggregate. If the aggregate is self, then there will be five self, because there's five aggregate. It's hard enough to take care of one, so now you have five of them, five self. See? That is not true. So now the mere self, merely imputed by mind. Interesting, very, very interesting. No, very, very interesting. What they are saying is very interesting. Even the quantum scientists does not get their head around that. So they say, okay, nothing exists. Because they are falling into nihilism. Then the Pasankika system began from there. Oh, no, something exists. No. Doesn't, you can pinpoint, doesn't mean nothing exists, or something exists. The way it exists. No? So now bottom line, like, how to say, like, it's almost like that. What we see is not what it was. I say, I'm not sure how to say. What we see is not what it is. What we don't see is what it was. Something like that. See now, mere self. That's now the conclusions. That's how the self has been identified, is mere self. Merely imputed based on aggregate. You call self. That's it. Merely imputed based on five aggregate, merely self is merely imputed on that. Without aggregate, you can, it has to have something to, as a, has something to, as an impute. You have to have some base, otherwise, no, you can't call prayer well, no, like, you have to have something base to call prayer well. You don't call this bread, it's not bread, right? Merely imputed also. See, so that's why the benefit. So now, when you meditate on emptiness, then that wisdom cuts the root of the fundamental confusions. Then all the problems will cease. See, that cuts confusion of self will cut. Will cut. No, that wisdom is like sword. See the Manjushri, if you remember seeing Manjushri, this holding sword. This is not for battles. This whole sword symbolizes wisdom that cuts the root of problem, which is called fundamental confusions. See, seeing prayer is not problem. Seeing watch is not problem. Seeing people is not problem. This is not the problem. Problem is projecting. Projecting, not just one, two, three, creating all kinds of stories, no. So that you create it, then you get disturbed, then you get, you know, kind of down, because you create it. Like, you know, painting something scary face, you paint, then you get scared. Something like that. Projected. That's called conventional truth. The true truth, that's ultimate truth, conventional truth. Ultimate truth is not able to see, because there's so much covered by conventional truth, you know. So mere self, okay? Does it make sense? So I don't think I can explain emptiness in a short period of time. The second, I don't have very good knowledge about emptiness. There's multiple problems. Very, very interesting. No, emptiness, no, very interesting. So please do, because you American people, you are very smart. No, you are very smart, knowledgeable. I think it's good. Emptiness, I think, will suit you very well. No, so you read about emptiness and think. No, think about, you know, like, will that really dispel a lot of confusion? Because not knowing who you are, but no, that part doesn't make sense. No, like self. Okay, self. Jebu, I just, probably just a few times, I'll just, this is good, this is, I think this is important, no? So you're just sitting there, thinking, you know, oh, I'm not my body. Jibusami, Jibusami, I'm not my body. Jibusami, Chumai, I'm not liquid, part of that liquid in body, I'm not that. Jibusami, Chumai, Mimi, I'm not heat in the body, I'm not that. Lumi, I'm not the oxygen. Jibusami, Chumai, Mimi, Lumi, not the Mimi, Lumi, Namkami, not the space. Space. Space inside me, that's not me. Namshimai. Not the consciousness, that means not emotions. Not emotions. Chibosami chumai namshimai. Or if the self is not all of that, what is self? Chibosami chumai. Chibu comes. Chibu come to division. Self is merely imputed on those collection of aggregate. That's called self. That's called yourself. That's called Gishigelek. So now see, if somebody calls you very gently, sweetly, hi honey. Yeah, because you clearly know somebody's calling you. At that moment, how you feel yourself, how you define yourself. If somebody's calling you very harshly, yelling at you, screaming at you, how you feel. That moment, you are clearly confused. Because that moment that you, the self that you are grasping is or grasping on is totally mistaken. Then, based on that, all kind of things, then you are 100% hallucinated. That's called hallucinations, hallucinated. So see, that's how the meditation on emptiness has been experiment. Or somebody calls you, how I feel, if somebody screaming at you, yelling at you, how are you? At that moment, you feel very strong sense of self is totally independent, absolute, concrete, inherent. That's mistaken. Because not independent, it's like dependent. It's dependent on aggregate. It's not independent as you think. It's dependent on aggregate because it's imputed based on aggregate. So then, you know, I think, maybe you know, think about it a little bit, you know, you get benefit, okay, think about emptiness. So, good book to read is about His Holiness the Dalai Lama, who wrote about emptiness book. So then, so then eventually then you see, you know, as I mentioned before, we used to see things, you know, we used to see things. I'm saying this, and we used to see things, you know, or just, you know, when we are baby, you see, prayer, just no prayer. That's all, nothing. Then we grow up, become more knowledgeable, more sophisticated. Oh, this is prayer. I don't think this is well done. First of all, letters too big. Should be white color, why they put gold colors? I don't like that. So much levels have been put on. When you're a baby, just look at them. No, nothing. We used to see things like that. When your knowledge of emptiness increase, you see again everything again like that. Everything you see like that. No, nothing to project. Nothing to project. Merely imputed. That's all. Nothing to project. So, in like four stanzas of Madhyamaka text written by Indian Master Arya Deva, what he says, even just wondering about theory of emptiness, pieces, negative karma, like when you throw a glass on the ground, it's kind of peace. Even just wondering about that the emptiness, you know. So I think scientists is showing quite interest into Buddhism, not because they believe in previous life, next life, no. They kind of show interest because there's so much they don't know about mind. In Buddhism, more advanced than science when it's come down to mind, dealing with emotional mind. Buddhism is more advanced. So they are hoping, that's why there's no meetings been taking place between scientists and Buddhism like since early, late 70s. Now it's still ongoing every year, you know, sometimes here in America, sometimes, you know, Europe, Australia, everywhere. There's no... So they are, you know, more interested, you know, because they want to... Scientists are all about solving problems. You know? So now there's so much problem. you can't solve just materially, because no, people has mind. No, it's not material. There's so much happening inside the mind, and they don't know how to help. So they are showing some interest. Particularly, Pasangika, theory about emptiness. Quantum scientists, no, they are showing some interest. Because they are, looks like they're about to fall into nihilism, you know. So that's why. So now time is well over. I promise last Sunday I will finish. So that's, this morning we only cover 2 syllables. So second session only 1 syllables. That's the thing. So it's not that difficult. So then second one actually is like anger. When you say Om Ma, just imagine displaying the anger. So then I'll, next Sunday probably I'll explain again. Okay, thank you. Thank you. And please enjoy beautiful weather. Enjoy the weather.